www.ChicagoCubs.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. I can't help it. Your dial set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 2 hours on Genesis Communications Network, the world's largest alternative radio network. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Emerging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast at GCN. Today our class is focused on how to protect you and your family from people who want to abuse your rights and your freedoms. Especially if you're operating a business. Today with us, USAPrepares.com instructor Judy Dollarheit of Nixa, Missouri. Judy Dollarheit is a prime definition of who we are at USAPrepares.com. She and her husband, John Dollarheit, live in Nixa, Missouri. Nixa is a rural community with plenty of space. And Dollarheits own and operate a small business. They build and install, service, and repair computer systems. The company is called Dollar Value Computers, Nixa, Missouri. Today, Judy's going to teach us a chilling lesson. It's about the overreaching federal government, the government that sends agents to harass everyday people with the intent to destroy their lives through unimaginable threats of prosecution and fines. You think I'm kidding? Well, stay tuned. Welcome, Judy Dollarheit.
Hello, Ben. Thank you for having me.
I wouldn't have it any other way, Judy. Class, today's lesson is going to shock you. It's going to teach you what happens to an American family just doing normal things. It's going to teach you about the invasion of the federal agents on your property. Now, Judy, you just completed your book, and you're going to introduce it at the Get Prepared Expo. Now, that's this Saturday and this Sunday in Lebanon, Missouri, at the, you're going to be teaching a seminar on this, too. And your book is called Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole. Can you tell us a little bit about why you titled the book Going Down the Multi-Million Dollar Rabbit Hole?
Well, when we received our wake-up call of a certified letter from the USDA stating that we were in violation of the Animal Welfare Act, for 619 counts of selling regulated animals with a potential of $10,000 per occurrence, do some quick math. That's multi-million dollar fine. And so that became our nightmare. That was a moment that I don't care to relive, and I certainly wouldn't want anyone else, even though it's happening every day. We hear from people all over the country that are being hit with these kinds of fines and regulations that it boggles your mind. It really does.
Judy, you had no intent of malice in anything that you've done. You weren't cruel to these animals. I saw the cages. I saw how you housed them. they were pretty well taken care of. I mean, actually, they were very well taken care of. And so what was the Fed's problem? Let's start with the beginning. Why did you start raising rabbits? Why was your family involved? You have a computer business. Why the rabbits?
Well, we had moved from over 90 acres to the next up on 3 acres. We had a farming background, and we wanted our children not only to have a sense of responsibility, but to make their own money, to have, on a smaller scale, a little bit of the agriculture values that we had grown up with. And people walk to the grocery store and pick up a gallon of milk or pick up a package of meat and think that it comes from the grocery store. And we didn't want our children to grow up that way. So initially, we rescued a rabbit and decided that we would get another one. We didn't want that one to be lonely. And we decided we were going to raise some of these rabbits for meat. So initially, that was our initial intent. Meat rabbits, so we found out after going to the USDA office in Ozark, Missouri, and asking what the regulations were, assuming you were going to market and sell a product for human consumption, obviously with FDA and all those government regulations, we assumed there must be something that was required to sell a product for human consumption. They had no clue. They looked at us like we were aliens. The question, well, I don't know who you need to talk to. And they passed us from office to office to office and finally came up with a number for Colorado Springs. And so I asked, well, I thought this was the USDA office. What exactly do you all do here? Oh, we only deal in soil and water issues. I was pretty surprised by that. But we did call Colorado Springs, and when you call the number, there's a huge menu of what office you need to contact. We had no idea, so I stayed on the line and waited to speak with a real person. And when she came on and asked how to direct my call, I said, well, I'm not sure which office. So I said, well, what prompted your call? So I explained to her we'd been to our local office, and they couldn't help us, and what we were hoping to do, to sell a few of these meat rabbits. And after a sentence or two, she stopped me and said, well, USDA deems meat rabbits as poultry. You don't need a license. So you don't need to worry about it. Didn't mention anything about pet rabbits. Just cut me off and basically told me I was good to go. Now, we didn't take that at face value for what it really was. Anytime, here's my advice, anytime you're dealing with a government agency, whatever they tell you, get that in writing, because if you don't, it will come back to haunt you. At the time, we attended church with a USDA meat inspector, and so we asked him what the regulations were for meat rabbits, and he verified she told us correctly that if we wanted to, we could butcher rabbits in our front yard on a picnic table and legally sell them. He said, I would not recommend it. He said, I would feel uncomfortable in doing that, but legally you could. He recommended that we find a local meat packing plant that would process the rabbits, inspect them, and weigh them, and then for us to sell them by the pound. That's what we did. We had no issues whatsoever. The issue came into play when we discovered very quickly you're not going to make a whole lot of money selling meat rabbits. By the time you pay the processing and the transportation back and forth to the processing plant, and make no mistake, those little meat-eating rabbits, they're eating machines. So you have about 12 weeks invested to get them to butcher weight. So there's really not a lot of profit. We got tons of requests for the small pet breed rabbits. And so we started rotating out our stock from meat rabbits to pet rabbits. And I'm pretty sure a rabbit doesn't realize if it's a meat rabbit or a pet rabbit. Mm-hmm. And or a fiber rabbit. There's multiple purposes for the breed. But the problem became when we sold to Silver Dollar City and Petland, Silver Dollar City being the real issue, because they are an exhibitor, according to the Animal Welfare Act, they're required to be USDA licensed and inspected. Their inspector went over the paperwork and found where we had sold to Silver Dollar City in excess of $500 gross in a calendar year. Over $500, you're considered a non-hobby breeder. Under $500 a year, you don't need a license. Anything over that, they want you to be licensed. Doesn't mean you give any better care to the rabbit, licensed or unlicensed, but that's what they're after. So that's where she came and discovered that we had sold more than the $500 and appeared on our doorstep out of the blue. That was the beginning of the end. That's how our nightmare began.
Judy, you're talking about, did you sell a lot more than $500 worth of rabbits?
In our biggest year, in our biggest year, we sold $4,600.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So your big, and how many years did you do this?
I'd rather not say.
Okay. Okay. but it's not 20 years.
No, not at all.
Okay. This is a short period of time. So the fine, I would guess that the fine, well, let's talk about the fine. $6.19 million, right? Isn't that what they wanted to extract from you?
That was the potential in the letter. However, they graciously, and I use the term graciously, tongue in cheek, told us if we would pay $90,643 with our credit card at pay.gov within 30 days, they would accept that as the settlement penalty. Now, I don't know very many people that have over $90,000 stashed away in a sock drawer or on their credit card that they can pay that as if it were a parking ticket. But that's how the letter read.
Okay. I'm sure. I'm absolutely certain. So you were visited by the federal government. Did they call you and say, let's set up an appointment, or did they just show up?
She just showed up. No business card, no ID, and that was our biggest mistake. Had I known then what I know now, I would have said, where's your ID and where's your warrant? And without a warrant, we should have thrown her off.
Yep, and not only that, you can learn at the Get Prepared Expo how to be a Native American medicine woman or medicine man and keep the feds off your property. We're going to teach you how to do it at the Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday. Judy Dollarhide, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice, affordable solutions, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits, water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. 686-2237, extension 130.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, this is real. This is a real story. Judy Dollarheit's with us, USAPrepares.com instructor. You can get a chance to meet her this weekend at the Get Prepared Expo, Lebanon, Missouri. Information's on the website, USAPrepares.com. And she's going to be talking about raising rabbits and chickens for food. She's also going to be talking about water filtration. Pure water and what to do in order to obtain pure water. She's going to be talking about Berkey water filters as well, how they work, what they do. And answer all your questions about water, water purity, and how to get pure drinking water when times are tough. We're talking about rabbits right now, and her family was involved in raising a very small amount of rabbits, first for food and then for pets. And everything was okay as long as they were selling rabbits for food. When they went into the pet rabbit business, the USDA came down on them like a ton of bricks. Fined them a potential fine of $6.19 million, or they could just pull out their credit card and authorize the feds to steal $90,643 from them. They didn't do it. They didn't back down. Class, Judy Dollarheit is a hero. She really is. And let me tell you this. Ladies and gentlemen, in class, the Get Prepared Expo this Saturday and Sunday in Lebanon, it's the largest preparedness expo ever undertaken. 80 seminars, 120 exhibit spaces. Now, in order to keep you safe in that large environment, we would like you to know that we will afford every courtesy to any feds that show up. We're going to treat them the way they have been trained to treat us. They can think of it like a traffic stop. And they're going to need their picture ID. And we have the right to remove anyone that we want at our expo for any reason to keep you safe. And Judy, when these feds came to your house, did they present their ID? Did they tell you their home address? What did they do?
Absolutely not. She just told us her name and the U.S. government license tag on her SUV kind of said it all.
Yeah.
It's never a good thing when you see a government tag drive up into your yard. But I want to correct one thing you said, Ben. You called us, okay. John and I, heroes. We're not heroes. We were victims.
Well, that's not true.
Well, the heroes in this, honestly, were your fellow listeners and total strangers, friends, acquaintances that called and beat up the USDA and jammed their phone lines with emails and phone calls and letters and cried foul on our behalf. And I just want to take the opportunity to say I wouldn't be where I am today without the help of fellow citizens being outraged, as they should be, because this was outrageous. Today it was my rabbits. Tomorrow it could be your tomatoes that you have excess in your garden and you decide to stick a box out on your front lawn for sale. You can't do that anymore, by the way, with the Obama 2011 Food Modernization Act. So I really wrote the book to try to bring awareness to, if this can happen to me, you know, a nobody from Nixon, Missouri, it can happen to you. And Obama has hired 30,000 additional field inspectors. So all these folks that are selling at farmers markets or roadside stands, beware, because they're coming. You have to have a license to sell each and every one of those products. You can't just get a license, a USDA license. It's specific. Two tomatoes, two watermelons, two whatever. It's very specific, and they're limiting how many you can apply and get. So I just want to caution people that say, oh, this can't be real. Who cares if I sell my excess tomatoes? Well, the government cares because they want to control everything, and they have. And we've let it happen.
Well, I suggest that you share your produce, every one of you, share your produce, excess produce, with your neighbors. They can't arrest us all. They can't. And if they arrest you, make sure we know about it. And make sure you get their name and address.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com. Com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove Minimal Wood Use Cooking Stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, squattypotty.com, spelled SQUATTY potty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
The number one trending topic on TalkStream Live is the big bad USDA. Judy Dollarhide's with us, and she's going to be with us for dinner. You can have dinner with Judy Dollarhide at the Get Prepared Expo. That's on Saturday. That's this Saturday. That's this weekend at the Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. And the freeze dry guy's cooking. He is serving a banquet meal. Now, the question is, how are we going to serve 300 people at the Get Prepared Expo? Well, we're going to heat some hot water. Actually, he's going to heat some hot water. And he's going to add it to the finest freeze-dried food you can get. We're going to wait 10 minutes, and then our staff is going to serve it to you. We're going to have chicken and meat entrees. We're going to have beef. We're going to have vegetables. And we're going to have freeze-dry guy astronaut ice cream. Now, if you'd like to have the same thing at your house that we're going to be serving at our survival banquet meal with all of our instructors. You can. And you can save 25% on Mountain House number 10 cans through April 8th. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. FreezeDryGuy.com. 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 Or you can call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Let me say it one more time. 866-404-3663. 25% off through April 8th. FreezeDryGuy.com. Judy Dollarhite, it's great to have you with us. You know, these guys were miserable to you, and it looks like they wanted to extract money. Now, when the USDA showed up at your farm, were these local people?
I'm not exactly sure where she lives. She services a great area in southwest Missouri. I believe several counties. Yeah. I'm not exactly sure where she lives.
I'll tell you why I ask. The IRS showed up at the farm one night here. And Mrs. Finelli came, and I was on the second story in the office, and it was dark. And she showed up, and I know for certain that this woman doesn't live anywhere near here. I think they sent her from quite far away, maybe over 150 miles, yeah, to come and ask me if I knew where my neighbor lived. And you know, they had a clipboard, and all they wanted to know was where a neighbor lived, and. I had my .45 at my side, and she left. I escorted her past the dogs to her car, and she left. A couple weeks later, another one shows up, and I said, "What's this all about?" And they wanted to take they wanted census information from us, and we're only going to provide the number of people that live in our house. That's it. No more. No names. No serial numbers. No identification. We're not going to give them anything. They want to know how many Mexicans lived in my house, and I wouldn't tell them. And I wouldn't tell them how many Chinese or Irish or anybody else. It's none of their business. I would just give them the number on a specific date. Well, you know what? They said, you know, this computer report says that you're hostile, uncooperative, and you've got a gun. And I said, well, you know, some of that's right. The part about the gun, that's right.
Right.
And so she kept asking me 8 ways to Sunday. You know, how many Chinese and how many Mexicans, and she wanted to know how many people of Spanish descent. And, I mean, she just wouldn't let up. And I said, look, I'm not telling you. I'm not telling you. And finally, she gave up and left. But now, when I become an Indian medicine man, I'm going to post a sign on the front of my property that says, off limits to the federal government. They will be, trespassing on my property if they show up.
Absolutely.
And these guys show up without calling. They don't make an appointment. They just show up. The rest of us don't have time to do that. The rest of us call first because we don't want to waste our time. But these guys are in the business of wasting time and money. That's what these feds do. So, Judy, you wrote this book. And what are we going to learn in this book?
Well, you'll learn it can happen to you. And chances are, if you're farming in any capacity, eventually it will happen to you.
Yeah, they've tried it to me.
We were as boring and vanilla as Americans get. We don't lead a real extravagant or I don't feel controversial lifestyle. We're pretty boring people, and I take pride in that. But this became the biggest nightmare of my life, and it affected my health. I lost half my hair. I had to cut my hair off. I vomited, I couldn't sleep. I feel like in the 2 years, start to finish, I probably aged 10. And so I'm kind of bitter about that. You know, you don't like to age before your time. And it's taxing. And the people that we met in D.C. when Senator Rand Paul invited us to share our story along with others that were terrorized by the federal government, we met two sisters that their dad had been terrorized since 1987. He was an immigrant from Hungary. This poor man was on his deathbed, dying, and his daughters were here to testify on his behalf. It's the terrorization from this poor man put him to an early grave. And it's got to stop. If the Industrial Revolution had happened with today's regulations, we wouldn't have probably 10% of what we have now in the way of modern equipment and technology, because it simply couldn't be done. It wouldn't be allowed under today's regulations. It's killing business. That's why so many countries or so many companies are fleeing the country to make their product, because they can't do it here. They can't make a living. That's why unemployment. It's a snowball effect. And I just want people to realize that when you think you're doing the right thing by giving your children values that you grew up with, it can happen to you. It happened to us. It can happen to you. So beware. Watch your back. Hang together with your neighbors. Stand behind your fellow citizens, because at some point it may be you that needs someone standing with you to fight this and push this stuff back.
You're absolutely right, and these guys are in our face. Now, Judy, when I did the first Expo number one in Springfield, Missouri, I had to go to the courthouse, and they have a tax. It's called a business license, a peddler's license. So each one of our exhibitors had to pay $5 for the privilege of trying to sell products at the Get Prepared Expo. And they told me, City of Springfield told me, that I had to enforce this. And I said, absolutely not. I'm not your agent. I'm not going to enforce it. If you want to enforce it, you're going to have to enforce it. I'm not doing it. And they were annoyed with me. And so this government agent came to the expo, and I was busy, and Mrs. Finelli came up to me, and she said, the tax lady's here, and she wants to see you right now. And I said, tough. I'm busy. She works for me. She's going to have to just wait. Give her a seat. Ask her to sit down, and I'll get to her when I can. You know, who are these people that just show up and demand that you respond immediately? Tell them to take a hike. They work for us. I'm not kidding. I am not kidding. And this group that came to investigate you, to show up on your property, Glass, here's what you have to do. You've got to get their name, get their picture ID, take your phone out, take your camera out with your phone, take the picture, make sure you get their home number, their home address. And what you do is, if they give you a hard time, you call us. You call us at usapreparers.com, and we will give out their names and numbers. We've done it before, and they hate us. They absolutely hate us. We did it to Rory Ellinger, Jill Shoup. They tried to steal our guns here in Missouri, steal our personal property, and we bludgeoned them by giving out their cell phone numbers on the air. The NRA picked it up. It works. And that's what you have to do. You have to use their tactics. They come in force to investigate you. In force.
And your best course of action is to get videotape with audio. Video and audio do not lie. And by the time we had our second inspection from, now these were federal agents. One came from Oklahoma, one came from Arkansas, for the final inspection. After we had totally been out of the business for over a year, they demanded an inspection to see if us stating that we were totally out of the business was correct. We had them on videotape, and they didn't like it. They could not believe that we had video rolling. We also invited our local sheriff, Tupain. And that, they could not stand it. They brought the highway patrolman. I brought the blogger and a videotape, someone to videotape, and the county sheriff. And it made them crazy. They were very uncomfortable.
You're absolutely right. And at one of our expos, the police showed up. So they got a complaint. I believe the expo hall, which is operated by the city government, I believe they complained. And they called the city cops on us. The cops showed up. We met them outside. One of our attendees said, "Hey, the cops are here." And I went outside and I brought a person with a video, and we videoed them asking me, questions. And I said, and we were obvious about it. I mean, we were in their face videoing them, and they were so polite. And they said, well, would you like to handle this problem, Mr. Finelli, or would you like us to? And I said, we're done. I will handle it. And they left. The cops left. So you can do it. And you know what? Nobody wants to be videoed. Nobody wants to end up on YouTube causing a problem and being made, having the public be aware of who they are. So make sure you get their name and their address and their phone number and their business card. And if they don't have any of that, send them packing. Judy, my blood is boiling just thinking about what they did to you. And you're right. It can happen to you. And is it about your health and your safety? Absolutely not. Because they didn't care whether you butchered animals and sold them. They didn't care about that.
No.
They were only concerned about revenue. Revenue.
Precisely.
And you know what? If these guys were brighter, they could get a real job. They could get a real job. But they can't. So they have to work for the government. I'm Vin Finelli, USAForParis.com. These statements are mine. They don't belong to anybody else. They're mine. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming.
Coming.
Practical advice.
Affordable solutions.
The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits.
Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo.
Prepare to survive now.
Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli.
Get Prepared Expo.
Collins Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th.
Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com.
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pillow. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Wow, Judy. No kidding. The number one trending topic on the internet right now, talk radio, big bad USDA. It stays on top. Number one. I'm not kidding. Judy, I think you've hit a chord with the class. And yeah, they picked on you, and you stood up to them. And I know you said you're not a hero, but you know what, Judy? Seriously. You and your husband, John Dollarhite, took on the federal government, and you did not back down, and you did not plead for mercy. You did not give up. And so many of us do. I talked to the Morningside Dairy owner just before the government destroyed 35,000 pounds of cheese made from whole milk. I talked to him the day before. I found out about the day before they were going to steal his merchandise, about $250,000, right here in Missouri, right down the road from us. And I said, okay, let's go on the air. Let's expose them. Let's give out the names, the numbers, the judges, everybody involved. Let's expose them. And he said, no, I'm tired. It's over. I don't want to do it. And what they do is they grind you down. They just grind you down. Now, did this go on for a month, 2 months, 3 months? Can you tell us how long these guys were on you?
The initial inspector came out in November of 2009. January 2010, we received a call from the APHIS enforcement officer demanding a face-to-face meeting. We heard nothing after that meeting until April 2011, when we received the certified letter. And we fought from April until December 20th, 2011, until we finally got exonerated and the fine dropped. So it was...
Judy, what made them drop the fine?
I think the embarrassment of how ridiculous, the sheer numbers alone, how you could equate selling $4,600 in a calendar year to $6.19 million in fines, that mm-hmm. just doesn't even resemble common sense. And with the public outcry forcing our elected officials to take action. And some of them were more able to come forth early and fight on our behalf. A couple of other ones had to have their arms twisted. But initially, it started to become an embarrassment to those elected officials. And we all know elected officials want to be reelected. So sometimes they're forced to do the right thing. And fortunately for us, that finally happened, but it wasn't without an awful lot of arm twisting and calls from citizens that that happened. And frankly, we didn't have the money. You can't get blood out of a turnip, and we were a pretty dry turnip for $6.19 million. So what choice did they really have? We're not worth anything to the government sitting in jail, so if they drop the fine and we're still in society working and paying taxes, the money's what they're after.
Yeah, and they make demands. The government... employees make demands. I got a telephone call from Springfield, Missouri, and they demanded. They said, you need to meet with our director on Monday. This was months and months ago. And you can't bring your gun. And I said, I'm not coming. If I can't bring my gun and protect myself, I'm not meeting with you guys. And they couldn't believe it. They couldn't believe I said no. I said, I'm not coming on your property. If you want to meet with me, we'll have to pick someplace else. And I will bring my gun.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? They've never called me back.
Interesting.
They've never called me. I hope that this discussion that you and I are having, my blood's boiling, Judy, thinking about what they've done to you. I hope that this discussion wakes people up, that they can say no. You can say no. The USDA called me up, and they wanted an agricultural census, and they sent me this 16-page form. I wouldn't fill it out. They threatened to put me in jail. I said, come and get me. I'm not doing it. They backed down. Judy Dollarheit, I really appreciate you being on the air and exposing the corruption of the federal government, USDA, the overreach. We'll see you at the Get Prepared Expo. Setup day is Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Judy Dollarheit is going to be with us. You can meet her, have dinner with us. You're going to really enjoy Judy Dollarheit. I'm not kidding. Matt Stein's up next. We're going to talk about solar storms, EMPs. Matt Stein, senior USAPrepares.com instructor. I'm Vin Finelli. Class, above all, honesty and integrity.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.